West Wing star Bradley Whitford, "Now that a white nationalist has it, maybe we'll take it seriously." By BenQ on October 2, 2020. West Wing star Bradley Whitford smeared President Donald Trump after he tested positive for the coronavirus, arguing that people may start to take the disease seriously now that a white nationalist has it. While many of Trump's political opponents sent well wishes, Whitford turned President Trump's positive coronavirus test into a hackneyed political attack. "Whole bunch of our most vulnerable citizens, disproportionately communities of color, have been dying of this disease," the Get Out actor said. "Now that a white nationalist has it, maybe we'll take it seriously." Whitford also sent wishes for his recovery, before slamming Trump's lethal incompetence. "People I know have died. People I love are sick. I'm sorry you're sick too, at real Donald Trump," the actor wrote. "But shame on you for your ignorance and your lethal incompetence that has led to so many unnecessary deaths that you will never acknowledge, let alone take responsibility for. Stay safe." President Trump announced that both he and his wife Melania had tested positive late Thursday evening, confirming that they would begin a process of self-isolation in the White House. "Tonight, Melania and I tested positive for COVID-19, Trump wrote. "We will begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." It is not the first time that Whitford, an anti-Trump fanatic who has described the president as charlatan, racist, sexual assaulting, useful idiot of Vladimir Putin, has attacked Trump and Republicans over their response to the global pandemic. In March, he declared that their cultish insanity may well end up killing everyone. "This is a moment to reflect upon the fact that Donald Trump and his enabling GOP are racist science deniers whose cultish insanity might very well kill us all," Whitford wrote at the time. Follow BenQ on Parler, Facebook, or Twitter. You can email him at bq@breitbart.com.